Let's talk about crying out to God as we're led by the Spirit. I remember when I was called into my relationship with the Lord. I can say now the beginning was not pretty. And though we're excited, what I did not understand then, but I know now, is that coming from the world and taking on Christianity makes the person very religious. And one of the reasons we become a hard religious person is we've come full of pride and full of arrogance. We don't have a heart that cries out to God. Much like with the Apostle Paul, it takes time for the Lord to change us from a very religious person into someone the Lord can actually use. It takes works on our heart and work on our understanding and work on our thoughts and work on our desires and work on our beliefs to change a religious person into a person who knows the importance of crying out to God. See, at first, there's way too much pride and arrogance in us to be useful. And though we know God's word, see, the Lord has to deal with us because we won't cry out to him. The Lord introduces stern and his loving side to us because we're not willing to listen and we want to worship God while continuing in sin. So the Lord has to break down our stubborn pride and bring us to tears and sorrow. He begins to reveal our arrogance and revealing our sin so he can establish us and grow us. He warns us that we cannot stay hostile toward him, refusing to listen, refusing to change, refusing to cry out. See, we have some bad things in us. So the moment that the Lord starts to move in our lives, well, we develop his pride. The Lord wants us to be careful that when things start to go well for us, that we don't forget the Lord, that we don't forget his commandments, that we don't forget to continue to cry out aloud to God. Otherwise, we start enjoying the blessings and our heart will become prideful and we forget that it was the Lord who was leading us. See, when there is pride, we'll be too full of ourselves to cry out to God. Pride will keep us from listening to God. Pride will have us breaking God's word. Pride will keep us from crying out to him. See, pride would have us wandering away from God. Now, nothing would be able to constrain our feet as we wander away with no fear of God, with no tears in our eyes. We'll arrive at a point like the Israelites who grew full of pride, and the Lord told Jeremiah to not pray for these people. They don't listen to me. They don't cry out to me. When they fast and their offerings become meaningless to me. It's really crazy how we approach God for blessings and healing, but we don't cry out to the Lord from our heart. We wail to the Lord on our sick beds, but pride causes us to disregard his teaching and ways. Go with me to Hosea chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. See, we want the Lord to bless us, but we can't turn away because of our pride. And we must cry out to God day and night. Every day of our lives, you and I must understand that God is doing this for me. God has made a way for me. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14 and 15 says, "They do not cry out to me from their hearts, but wail upon their beds. They gather together for grain and new wine, but turn away from me. I train them and strengthen them, but they plot evil against me." This is very interesting, the way we are. When there is trouble in our life, we cry out to God. But when we have everything going well for us, and we have money, and we're satisfied, we turn away from God. We become prideful, forgetting that it was the Lord who fed us. He's the one who can take it all away. See, we don't know God's word for ourselves. So we depend on others to grow our faith. We must read God's word for ourselves so we don't become prideful, so we learn to cry out to God from our hearts. See, some religions teach people that how to use their pride in their service to God. They're misleading God's people, so when they cry out to the Lord, he will not answer. He hides his face because of their sins. We better learn to humble ourselves before the Lord, because on the day of the Lord, we don't want to be put to shame. We better learn how to cry out to the Lord from our heart so we're not removed because we rejoice in our pride. See, only the meek, only those who are humble, only those who trust in his name will be able to see his holy hill. See, those who have pride in their thoughts will be scattered by the mighty arm of the Lord. The Lord will bring down rulers because of their pride, but he lifts up those who are humble. He lifts up those who are hungry. See, he sent the rich away empty, but pride was stopping us from crying out to God. Not only would pride keep us from crying out to the Lord, pride would have us thinking we can carry our sexual immorality while serving God. And instead of being filled with grief, we seeking repentance, we cry and crying out to God. Instead of us dealing with people who does such things, we allow it to continue. We promote their sinfulness. So let's be clear about how God responds to our cries. See, there come a time in which in our lives when we have a need to cry out to God. It may be because of sickness or shame or family, friends, or grief, or even because God has his hand upon you. We cry out to the Lord to get relief. We seek his mercy, to ask the Lord to answer our prayers. And when we allow the Lord to set us apart from himself, he will hear our cries and he will answer our prayers. So when we humble ourselves and fear God and are faithful and become a loving person who cries out to God, seeking the one who can save us, we have no shame. We cry out to the Lord morning, day, noon, and night, asking the Lord to hear our cries. We ask the Lord to grant us relief from the battle that is raging against us. But those who never change their ways, who have no fear of God, he never answered their cries. See, God's word teaches us. There's nothing new under the sun. And just like the people of God needed to cry out to God back in the time of the Israelites, we today need to start walking right before God and crying out to him for help. Jeremiah says we need to let our voice be heard from on high. He said, I warn you that while you felt secure, there was no security. There was no peace. We have not obeyed God. Jeremiah said the people of God need to cry out to the Lord. We need to go to the house of God and cry aloud, confessing our misdeeds. We need to go to the house of God and sing with joy and shout for the nations and let our praises be heard so the Lord would save us. Save the blind. Save the lame. Save expectant mothers. We cry for the Lord to save us. We have sinned. We repent, Lord. Save us, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord God Almighty. Help us. Let us cry out to God. Let the hearts of the people cry aloud to God. We need to wail and let our tears flow like a river day and night. See, many need relief from God. We pour out our heart in your presence and we lift up our hand to you, Lord, for the lives of our children, for the infants who are hungry. We cry aloud to you, God. We mourn and we wail as we minister before your altar, oh God. When times get tough, we need to spend the night before the Lord, ministering God's people, for many withholding their offering from the house of God. See, the house of God is not assisting his people, those who live in the communities of God's house. Let us cry aloud. Let hold a fast. Call on a sacred assembly so we can come together and cry out to God for help. Times are going to get tougher. We can't be found standing in pride, asking the Lord, how long must we cry out before you answer us? There's going to be destruction and violence and strife and conflict all about it. Those who are faithful, those who walk upright before God, those who call need to cry out to God. See, those who have a relationship with the Lord need to get on their knees and cry out for this nation. Go with me to Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. The time is coming. It's almost here. When the prophecies of God's word will come true, we need to call for help. Times are getting tougher. Devastation is increasing. And those who trust in God will be saved if they hold on to the end. You and I better be crying night and day in good times and bad times. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 to 3 says, how long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? I cry out to you, violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. So we need to understand how God works. See, the Lord will bring about justice for his chosen ones. Those who cry out to him day and night. God will not put them off. they will see justice quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? See, if we want the Lord to not only hear our cries, but to also answer our prayers, then we need to humble ourselves before God. Humble ourselves under God's mighty hand so we're lifted up. We know that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So let us cry out to the Lord, casting all our anxiety on him, because we know he cares and loves us. See, if we're obedient, if we're faithful when we pray, when we plead to God, when we cry out to the Lord, he will hear us from heaven and from his dwelling place and uphold our cause. When we cry out to the Lord for forgiveness and repent of our sins, when we cry out for mercy and crying out for grace, the Lord will hear and respond to our cry. If our walk is right, if we love the Lord, if we put God's word into practice, then the Lord will hear our prayers, hear our pleas, hear our cries, and uphold our hand. See, the Lord will hear our cries and open his eyes and ears and be attentive to our prayers. Everyone will see that we love the Lord, that he heard our cries, that he heard our voice and showed us mercy. We love the Lord because he turned an ear to our cry. We'll call on the Lord day and night on all the days of our life. We overcame trouble and sorrow because when we cried to God, when we called on his name, he answered us. Go with me to Psalms chapter 116, verses 1 to 4. See, if we're faithful and cry out, he will hear us. If we're merciful and cry out, he will be merciful to us. Psalms chapter 116, verses 1 to 4 says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I'll call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, my Lord, save me. You and I got to see this, how God works. Christ Jesus is our example. So let us do as Christ did. See, the Lord offered up prayers and petition with loud cries, with tears to the one who could bring him back from death. He was heard because of his relevant submission to the Father. And although he is the Son, he learned obedience from what he has suffered and was made perfect and became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. We better learn what it means to cry out to God during the good times and bad times, so we can have confidence that the Lord will hear and answer us. Let us take an example from the Apostle Peter, who felt he had enough faith to walk on water. But when the wind grew strong, he became afraid. He began to sink, and he cried out to the Lord, save me, Lord. And Jesus reached out his hand and called Peter. And he said to him, you of little faith, why do you doubt? See, we have to grow our faith so when trouble comes, the Lord will not pass us by. The disciples were caught in a storm and they saw Jesus walking on the lake. He's going to pass them by. They were terrified, so they started to cry aloud. The Lord told them to take courage and not be afraid. See, this is about crying out to Jesus, not to religious leaders. See, when blind men needed help and was begging alongside the road, see, the religious leaders would not help him. But when he heard that Jesus was passing by, when he cried out to the Lord, the religious leaders rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he cried and shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So we better know how to cry out to Jesus from our heart. Times are getting tough now. See, it doesn't matter. Things may be going well for you. But there will be a day. There will be a time in each one of our lives where we're going to have to cry out to Jesus. So we better learn to cry out to the Lord in good and bad times. So he will know our voice. He'll know our name in our time of need. We don't want Jesus to pass us by because we have no relationship with him. We need the Lord to reach down and help us. He's been hearing our cries and prayers for a long time as we walk by faith and not by sight. We cried out, and Lord, you help me.
In my time of trouble, you was there for me. In my time of sickness, Lord, you was right there for me, God, because I've been crying out to you, God, from the day I heard you call my name. See, even if we're blessed, even if we have enough, we don't need help from the Lord. Be assured the Lord is paying attention to us. He's looking to see if we fail to pay our workers properly, or are they calling out against us. And even though we think we don't need to cry out to God, he's still looking to see if we live our lives in luxury and self-indulgence, having fattened ourselves off the backs of others. Are the people that we are passing over crying out to God against us? Have their cries and tears reached God's ear? We need to cry out to the Lord for understanding. Crying for a caring heart. Crying out for the Lord to give us a giving mind and a willing soul. There's no one who does not need to learn to cry out to God. In one form or another, we all need Jesus. Glory to God. He's attending to the cries of those who love him and obey his word. Cry aloud to God. Praise the Lord. Christ is our example. How to cry out to God, how to be faithful, and how to be true to God. Thank you, Jesus. See, life can be a struggle. There's no way around it. We suffer in many ways. At some point, we're all going to need Jesus to come to our rescue. It may or may not be financial. See, it may or may not be about health. It may or may not be about our children. It may or may not be about our family. But there will be a time, there will be a day, there will be a need to cry out to Jesus for help. Nobody is beyond crying out to God. Nobody has enough money. Nobody has enough power. See, nobody has enough strength to not need God at a time of their needs. When things ain't going well, when the body's not functioning, when their plans are not working out, there may be a need for you to cry out to God. But see, if he doesn't know your name, if you haven't built a relationship with him, if not allowed God to grow faith in you, see, your cries would be in vain. So you and I need to learn to cry out to God no matter what situation we in, no matter where we are in our point of life. We all need to have a relationship with Christ Jesus. We all need to be calling on his name day and night, giving him thanks for what he's got. Lord, I cry out to you and thank you for this day. Lord, I cry out to you, thanking you for the house that I have. See, God, I cry out to you, God, whether it's good or bad times. When sickness come upon you, you still got to cry for God. You gotta cry. It's coming out of your heart. See, you got to have the right kind of cry in you. It can't just be one, but, oh, God, I give you mercy because I went to church. God, I paid my tithes. No, I'm talking about a cry from your heart. Will he hear our cries or will he pass us by? We must grow in the Lord so he knows our name. So when we cry out to him, he will reach down and he will help us in our time of need. We need to have that kind of faith. Christ said, when I see faith on the earth, when I see that people are still crying out to me, when I see people are still crying out to the Father, when I see even in good times, will they be faithful and cry out and be obedient and do the things that I've called them to do? Will I see that when I come? Let us learn today, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what's going on in your life, good, bad, develop the type of faith that I have your heart crying out to God day and night. In good times and bad times, giving thanks and praise and worship, seeking his help, looking for mercy and grace. It doesn't matter why you're crying out. You got to cry out to God in good and bad times. So he will know your name. And when you really need God, he will reach down and help you. Help your family. Help your children. Help those you're praying for. See, you got to have a strong relationship with Christ Jesus. And it calls for you and I to learn to cry out to him day and night. Calling on his name. Thanking him for all the grace and mercy. Glorifying God for who he is. Lord, we thank you. We cry out to you, God, from the heart. Help us in our time of need. We cry out to you, God, in good times. Thank you, God, for the help you've given us. God, watch over us and guide us. Trouble is coming. We need you more than we ever needed you before. Be a shining light in the darkness, God. And let us cry out to God for help. In Jesus' name, amen.